Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, yippee skippy, here we go again. Mac, how you do?
Not too bad.
Good, good. I've got to remember to turn your microphone on every time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always used to Barry, but Barry's over there, and Barry's not here, and you're there. So, anyway,
everybody's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Hey, somebody break up those Vikings.
Wow.
Don't worry, the wheels will come off before too long.
Of course they will. Well, the wheels have already come off. It's just that there's only one lug nut hanging there, and the wheel's wobbling. And for some odd reason, they keep getting to their destiny. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, they picked a good year to be good because the Packers are stinking, and the Lions are the Lions.
So when everybody said the Vikings would win the North, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think so. I didn't realize the only reason they were going to win it is because everybody else in the division stunk so bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Don't forget the Bears.
They would win by default.
And talk about, so here we are heading into week 7, and we've really got some seriously offensively challenged teams. Their offenses are offensive.
Yeah.
I mean, to the viewers. I mean, last night, the Thursday night games have been terrible. Field goal fests and so on. But again, we got to pick and choose our battles and figure out where we're going to find that fantasy gold, which we did. I mean, there was some good fantasy gold last week. I mean, even though it was a 24-20 game, the Chiefs and the Bills put up some relevant fantasy points. The Chiefs running game was basically non-existent, but so was the Bills. But if you were invested in those passing games, you did all right. Even though Mahomes had two interceptions, he still put up some good, really solid fantasy numbers. There were a couple of really good games, but that was probably, I think, on everybody's radar is the most intriguing game of the week, and it did hold up to the hype. So it was, it was a fun game to watch.
Right. Last night's game was boring, that's for certain.
That was terrible.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's tough to be a Broncos fan these days. That Russell Wilson trade is all of a sudden starting to remind me of the infamous, speaking of the Vikings, the infamous Herschel Walker trade. Where the Cowboys fleeced the Vikings. I think the Seahawks may have fleeced my Broncos.
I think it probably happened.
So now Russell's got claiming he's got a hamstring injury. It's shaping up to be very early on a lost season in Denver, which is unfortunate for the best fans in the NFL.
I was just going to leave it go. Yeah.
That was nice. Kyler Murray had a big day at quarterback, but surprisingly, or perhaps not surprisingly, with his feet, not with his arm. But he's getting DeAndre Hopkins back, though losing Hollywood Brown. So, it's kind of a wash there. But they also picked up Robbie Anderson from the Panthers, who was disgruntled and sent to the locker room in their game on Sunday and then immediately sent packing to Arizona. Whether that's going to pan out remains to be seen. But I do think that in desperate times, especially with bye weeks, Robbie Anderson is a great receiver if he slides into that system. Now, the only disadvantage of that this week is they turn around and play right on Thursday night. I don't think it gives them enough time to really do much of anything other than maybe have him run a few routes and maybe get lucky. But he is worth a speculative ad if you're looking down the road because he's one of those players that could catch fire. And he has a history of playing very well, just didn't gel with – and who could – in Carolina with that quarterback situation. I mean, it's just
pretty
an absolute
rough
mess. When he was with Cam, they did really great things.
Yeah,
100%.
Right. Yep, they had a little chemistry there.
They did. All of a sudden, we've got a quarterback controversy in New England. Not that anybody cares, but we've got Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones. But the Patriots keep winning, which is kind of an interesting. They're doing it with defense and, of course, their ground game. I think if you were lucky enough to have or pick up Ramondre Stevenson, I mean, he is going to be a difference maker down the stretch. I mean, Damian Harris will come back at some point. But on the other hand, that becomes a two-headed backfield monster. A la Chubb and Hunt. So I think you want to be invested certainly in that. What more can you say about the New York football Giants? I mean, other than the Vikings, I think the two biggest surprises of the year, not that I think people thought either of those teams were going to be terrible. Certainly people had higher expectations for the Vikings. But to see both of these teams at 5-1 is just absolutely remarkable. I mean,
it really is. And you have to hand it to Saquon Barkley. He's come back this year
and
has helped tremendously. I think the other thing that's really important there too is some other receivers have stepped up.
Yep.
where the old receivers are either out because they're hurt.
They've invested a lot of money in some of those old Sterling Shepard, et cetera, and you know they haven't panned out. But all of a sudden, out of the blue, come Daniel Bellinger and Wandale Robinson. I mean, all boom.
That's
good
though.
Look for them on their waiver on the waiver wire because Daniel Jones is going to have to pass the ball at some point. You know, I mean, because NFL picks up on things pretty quickly. But Barkley is having a phenomenal season. They're not going to abandon the run, but eventually, you know, teams are going to key in on that more, and that's going to free up the passing. What I'm saying is they're going to force Daniel Jones to pass at some point. And if those receivers step up the way that they did last week, that's going to be a nice situation for Daniel Jones, who I think is an excellent bye week replacement for those that are in need of a quarterback. You've got Josh Allen, and you need to pick up a quarterback with the Bills on bye this week. Daniel Jones is most likely available on your waiver wire. I would certainly play him over somebody like Tua, who's coming back after the concussion. Tua's got a lot of upside, but you want to wait and see how he's coming off that injury before you fire him up. Though you may not have a choice.
Or you could have Herbert and get 9 points last night in the standard league.
Herbert, if I heard this correctly or read this correctly, set the modern-day record for most passing yards in a game without a touchdown
last night.
That's great. And Denver, you know, to give Denver, you know, what little props we can, their defense is spectacular. But to hold teams to these points, as Troy Aikman said last night, to have a defense keep the team in every one of these games and still have a losing record is just astonishing.
Amazing. Yeah, right.
We had some nice weeks from running backs. Joe Mixon, Kamara had a nice day. Dalvin Cook. Daryl Henderson Jr., Miles Sanders, Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, we had some really good running back performances. We mentioned some receivers as well, Jefferson and Thielen. The Vikings are fantasy gold. I really like, the fact that the Saints rediscovered Tre'Quan Smith, who I think kind of got lost in the shuffle there with the emergence of Olave, but then Olave is out and Michael Thomas is out. And the next thing you know, Tre'Quan has a really nice game, and I think he's kind of a sneaky little flex play moving forward because those receivers, Michael Thomas is again going to be out this week, and who knows about Olave. The Colts with Michael Pittman and Alex Pierce, the Colts are starting to kind of round into form, and when they get Jonathan Taylor back, not that their running game necessarily struggled last week, it did fine, but when they get him back, it's already turned the corner, but I think it's going to be even better. And Matt Ryan has done basically in every game is throw for 350 yards and 2 touchdowns,
right?
With the exception of one, he laid an egg in one game, but that does happen. The bad thing is Marquise Brown was having a spectacular day, and then he's in a walking boot. And although it's not season ending, it is going to be multiple weeks. It remains to be seen if they're going to put him on injured reserve or not, which is the automatic 4-week tag. We'll wait and see on that. Juju Smith-Schuster finally showed up.
Yeah, that was kind of nice to see.
Yeah, it is nice to see. And again, the Chiefs have so many offensive weapons that it all of a sudden becomes kind of a dart throw. But if you had Juju and you stayed faithful and you had him in your lineup and maybe didn't have a choice, he really paid off for you. Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow hooked up in what was a really fun game in New Orleans. And so I think that you're going to like that moving forward as well, especially, you know, T. Higgins played. You know, he didn't do great. He did okay. But as long as those receivers stay healthy, there's a lot of miles to feed. And again, like the Vikings, I think the Bengals are one of those fantasy gold teams. We had some nice tight end performances. Finally, Dawson Knox had a nice game. He's barely done anything. Kelsey, of course, is Kelsey. Zach Ertz is playing very well for Arizona. And all of a sudden, with the loss of Brown, I think that really improves his fantasy value as well. And if for some inexplicable reason he's on a waiver wire, he's an immediate pickup. I don't think he would be, but you never know. Yeah. With bye weeks and all that sort of stuff, things get wonky. And,
yep, somebody's got to drop somebody.
And you know how much I hate to say it, but Mike Gesicki, or Gesicki, as I like to call him, had a 2-touchdown day. Why he is doing that ridiculous end zone dance after the pathetic, piss-poor season that he's had so far is beyond me. But on the other hand, it's like, dude, act like you've been there before, and until you start producing regularly, then maybe you can do
cocky.
Your stupid dance.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, he's got to be picked up on the waiver wires because you don't have much of a choice, which pays me to say. And Hunter Henry and Irv Smith for the Vikings, Hunter Henry for the Patriots had nice games as well. A lot of duds out there. I don't think we need to rub salt in people's fantasy wounds. But the Ravens are kind of really kind of in a middle ground right now, not looking so hot. And losing, and a lot of finger pointing. The Steelers win, but you know, they don't do much. But Najee Harris finally gets a touchdown. Some of the running games, like the Colts and the Bills and the Chiefs, the running games just did not show up. On the other hand, you have an absolute no-show by all of the Jets in a win. But Breece Hall is just absolutely fantastic. What a steal in the draft! If somebody got him, he is an every week starter. The Packers are in complete disarray, but Bob Tonyan had a nice day with 19 points. You know, just a lot of teams. You know, if you've got Debo Samuel, you're just like, wow. You know, I'm really hoping this is a smash spot against the surprisingly frisky Falcons. But Brandon Ayuk goes off. So just a lot of a lot of expectations that I don't think were met this last week.
No, that's so true, and I love Ayuk. I just wish I could have him on my team. But he's just not a every-week producer.
Mm-mm.
Did grab Eno Benjamin. That was a big boo-boo, although I don't know that Kareem Hunt would have gotten me any better. I just needed to make a move. It was time to just make a decision and go, okay, you know what, mediocre here. Let's see what happens. And I don't know.
I guess. Eno Benjamin was a disappointment, you know, especially since the backfield is basically all his. I don't know if we attribute that to the Cardinals, you know, or whatever it is they're doing. Or to go back to some of these surprise teams, the surprising Seahawks, which are playing quite well. I mean,
their defense is playing
really well, and Geno Smith has had a fantastic season. And, you know, as we know, they are, with the emergence of Kenneth Walker III, who's looking like a fantastic running back, you know, they've got weapons. I mean, when you've got Metcalf and Lockett, I mean, those are two of the best wide receivers in the game. And if that defense is going to show up week in and week out like that,
Whole different story.
Oh, and the NFC West is also in disarray as well. Right. I mean, the Rams haven't looked as good as they should. Their offensive line is a complete shambles. The Cardinals are struggling. The 49ers get beat in Atlanta. You know, all of a sudden you look, and the Seahawks, if they get hot at the right time, they could be in it at the end.
Yeah, very true. And then you look at the Cowboys getting Dak back. Is that going to help CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup? Let's hope so.
Yeah.
You know, not that there's anything wrong with Rush. I mean, Rush, basically a relatively decent quarterback.
He's a decent quarterback. He's a game manager, and that's all you want when your superstar goes down. I never did understand the talk over the last couple of weeks where, oh, is Dak going to – are you going to keep Cooper Rush in there instead of – you know, folks,
no.
Don't be ridiculous. I mean, you're starting Dak Prescott.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, we'll come back with top five and keep going here in just a bit.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
And of course, the choice is yours.
You can go with this, or you can go with that. I think you go with this.
More of the Fantasy Fools next.
This is where it's at.
On the Ranch, AM 910.
Come on. A new device just connected to our Wi-Fi.
How do you know?
I downloaded the Blast Wi-Fi app and can see everything that our router is connected to.
That's cool. ITC's Blast Wi-Fi service includes access to an app for your phone. This app helps you manage parental controls, do speed tests, and more. Manage your home Wi-Fi and create balance for your family with Blast Wi-Fi powered by ITC. Check out ITC's website at itc-web.com for more info.
Farmers are the heartbeat of America. I'm Shannon Latham. The people of Latham High Tech Seeds are proud to have been on the farm for 75 years, helping family farms grow their legacy, which also helps build strong rural communities. And our work will continue for generations to come. With research in our genes and a legacy of independent options in corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and cover crops, we offer farm-proven, personalized solutions for your acres. Let's grow together. See us at LathamSeeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM.
Well, we're back, Fantasy Fools, here on the Ranch, AM 910. It's Top 5 with Mac and Brian. So let's start right there at the quarterback position. See what happens.
To a point or a comment that I made early, right away in the show, and that is, you know, what do you do with Tua coming back? Because you are facing some bye week concerns this week with the Bills, Vikings, Eagles, and Rams. All on bye week. Those are four number one quarterbacks that people are going to be looking for replacements for. So what do you do with Tua and Daniel Jones? I think I already played my hand. I would roll with Daniel Jones just to see if, you know, let Tua knock that rust off. You know, Tua's got those superstar receivers, and if Gesicki emerges, I mean, that's, you know, so it's a really difficult decision, but I do think that, you know, Daniel Jones against the Jaguars is probably the better or safer play this week. But don't be surprised if both of them have really nice games. I like both Matt Ryan and Ryan Tannehill. Both defenses give up a lot of passing yards and passing scores. So that is a sneaky potential shootout, Tennessee versus Indianapolis in a big divisional game. And I just think you keep rolling out Geno Smith. I don't care what anybody says. Until proven otherwise, just start him. I mean, that's a great, again, it goes back to one of our mantras, and that unless you can pick up a smash quarterback early on in the draft, you can wait and roll the dice and get lucky. And if you waited and got Geno Smith or picked him up early off the waiver wires, that looks like a very smart move. At running back, you know, Ramondre Stevenson is now locked in as a number one. So is Kenneth Walker III for Seattle. Both of them look great. I'm looking at Kenyon Drake in Baltimore. He had a big game, but it's been otherwise quiet. But Baltimore's looking for a spark right now, and that spark might be him. He's a great running back, and if he's healthy, he's explosive. He's a great ball catcher, but also an underrated runner, I think, too.
Oh, so, no doubt, yeah.
So, you know, I think that you know, I think that if you could do a lot worse, he's a home run swing for sure. But if you're really desperate, I mean, that is somebody you could take a look at. I liked what I saw with Travis Etienne Jr. He's playing the Giants this week. He's getting more and more involved every week. He's been averaging between 8 and 12 points for the last few weeks, and I think that at some point that he's going to get into the touchdown range. So I think if you've got him, he's a nice flex play every week, because the Jaguars have looked his way early and looked his way often. James Robinson is still involved, as you see.
Yeah, but and he was super hot. I mean, the first three games of the season, he looked like he was going to be the same old James Robinson superstar, and I don't know what happened, if he's hurt and he's just playing through it or what.
I don't know, and I think that if my speculation on that is that they really are making a commitment to get ETN more involved.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to come at the expense of James Robinson's chances, though I do think that neither one of them – I mean, Robinson's not going away unless he does get hurt.
Yeah,
If you lost faith in Najee Harris for the Steelers, I think, you know, don't lose faith. Get him back in there. I actually benched him this last week. But, you know, I ended up winning my matchup, but it was risky, and he did put up points. So I was, you know, on the fence with him. I mentioned Tre'Quan Smith at wide receiver with the Saints banged up at that particular position. He's a nice receiver. I mean, people played him regularly last year, and I don't see any reason why that should change moving forward. I think that if Dak comes back, Michael Gallup's stock increases significantly. They're playing the Lions, who are allowing the most points this season. That's a shootout. That's a great spot for Dak, you know, because the Lions, all they do is give up points, so a possible shootout there. I like Mike Williams for the Chargers, and people say, well, why? He's pretty much an every week starter. The thing is that if Keenan Allen comes back, Seattle will put their number one rookie cornerback on him, who's a great, great cornerback. And that opens up lots of possibilities for Mike Williams. So I like to think about things like that. Keenan Allen coming back improves Mike Williams' stock. It doesn't make it go down, I think. And then I like those Giants receivers, Bellinger and Robinson, fire them up. And Alex Pierce has been a really nice addition for the Colts, taking some of that pressure off of Pittman and really coming into his own. Tight end, you got to keep rolling with Ertz. Njoku is an every week starter. I mean, tight end is so thin. If you've got these guys, you got to fire them. Who else do the Packers have right now other than Bob Tonyan? Nobody's catching. Randall Cobb's out for multiple weeks. I mean, it's really a mess. You know, plug your nose and fire up Mike Gesicki, but the week he has two touchdowns, he'll follow that up with an absolute stinker.
Yep.
And I like Evan Engram for the Jags versus the Giants in a revenge game. We always like those types of things. Engram, the former Giant, going up against his former team. You know, I don't know how much stock you put into that stuff. It's sort of stupid, but it's kind of fun to think about.
It is. It's kind of fun.
How much revenge is actually necessary remains to be seen. Fire up the Bengals defense at home versus the Falcons, the Giants versus the Jaguars, the Titans versus the Colts, even though I think that might be a shootout. Titans are at home, and Matt Ryan, they could get some sack or maybe a turnover or two there coming your way. The Raiders versus the Texans, the Dolphins versus the Steelers and the Patriots. Obviously, you're going to fire up the Patriots and probably the number one defensive play of the week at the Bears.
Yeah,
at the
stinky Bears.
Home, versus the Bears.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we're going to come back with injuries, then we'll talk waiver, and I forgot to look and see if we had any emails, so I'll check that real quick, too.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
Hi, this is Jen Olson from Bankstar Financial. We started the new year with one word, thank. And now Bankstar Financial would like to thank a bright star in your life. Every day, someone is touched by another person's kindness. No matter the size of that kindness, a thank you always follows. But we'd love to make it bigger and brighter. Who's your bright star? Who makes a difference in your life? Visit ebankstar.bank to tell us who and how a bright star made you smile, warmed your heart, or made your day, so we know who to thank, too.
Thank on the bright side. Bankstar Financial in Brookings, Elkton, and Volga. Member FDIC.
Just when you think you're safe in your own home, along comes a Frankenstein clog and turns your household upside down.
It's alive!
When you have a Frankenstein clog, call the guys at Roto-Rooter. They're trained to get rid of scary drain clogs super fast, and their equipment gets rid of most old buildup in your pipes, too. That way, you'll be safer longer
from Frankenstein clogs.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Well, all right, let's talk injuries, although this is my least favorite portion of the program. I like the music and all that and that idea you had there, but I don't like the injury thing because I'm plagued by it now with Hollywood Brown, and I'm bummed.
Yep. Other than the notable quarterbacks that are banged up and hurt, we mentioned Russell Wilson with the hamstring. Carson Wentz had surgery. He's going to be out for a few weeks. I think if you were starting Carson Wentz, you're pretty desperate, even though he did have a couple of nice weeks. Jonathan Stewart remains out for the Colts. Hopefully he'll be back this week. And Nyheim Hines as well for the Colts. Some receivers, though, is where we really got hit this week with Kenny Pickett from the Steelers, Kendrick Bourne, Hollywood Brown, Jamal Agnew from Jacksonville, Randall Cobb all going down. Pat Freiermuth, tight end, remains in the concussion protocol. And Cameron Brate from Tampa Bay has a neck strain. I don't want to dismiss or discount injuries, relatively speaking, because nobody likes to see anybody get hurt. But really, the biggest loss this week is Hollywood Brown. It's not even close. He was having a spectacular season. Looked reborn, actually, in Arizona.
Right.
So Godspeed to him. Hopefully he gets back soon. Not injuries, but bye weeks. We've got the Bills, Vikings, Eagles, and Rams. All of those teams, people have a ton of fantasy players rolling out. That is an absolutely killer bye week. I mean, think about that.
Right.
All four of those teams have
huge.
Multiple running backs, multiple receivers, tight ends, quarterbacks, and defenses all off the table this week.
And it still isn't good.
That makes it a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, really.
There's going to be
a lot of
gamesmanship. There's going to be a lot of monkeying around. When you think about the waiver wire, I think you're desperate for quarterback. We mentioned Daniel Jones, maybe Tua, but I also think desperation. I see Matt Ryan on a lot of waiver wires. I see Marcus Mariota on a lot of waiver wires. At running back, Deion Jackson might still be available. He's the Indianapolis running back. Jonathan Stewart could come back, diminishing his value. Mark Ingram in New Orleans seems to be getting involved. Mike Boone in Denver, although Latavius Murray last night became the number one running back. Melvin Gordon had three rushes and then was removed from the game. He, in his post-game presser, he said he had no idea why. Nobody talked to him. Nobody said anything. The Broncos are absolute dumpster fire right now. Stay away from any Broncos, except maybe their tight end, Dulcich, or whatever his name is, the rookie out of UCLA, who in his first game had his first touchdown. Big, long-haired, flowing mane. That reminds me a little bit of Hockenson, right? Did he look like Hockenson?
Oh, in a big way.
Yeah, he looked like Hockenson. Yeah, so that was probably the funnest part as a Broncos fan was seeing that particular performance. I think, too, with Alec Pierce, the receiver in Indianapolis, some of these guys are probably already scooped up, but Rondale Moore might have some more opportunities in Arizona. Chase Claypool had a touchdown for the Steelers. And then those Giants receivers that we mentioned as well. Also, the emergence of Tyquan Thornton in New England. You never know. could be good.
Possible.
Yeah, take a look.
It might be worth a try, or at least a bench stash to find out what the next week or two is like.
Yep, and we mentioned Kenyon Drake at the running back position and Rashad White for Tampa Bay and so on. But at the, big speculation this week is what's going to happen with Robbie Anderson. Is he going to be a contributor? I think yes, but I don't think this week simply because of the short turnaround with the Thursday night game. And then finally, you know, at tight end, if Bob Tonyan and Mike Gesicki are out there and available, pick them up as bye week replacements. But again, plug your nose, especially with Gesicki. You know my feelings about him. I've been burned by him more times than I've burned microwave popcorn. You know, it's just it's just not good.
Yeah, and you know the waiver wire doesn't look great. Renfro's out there. Woods is out there. Claypool, Peoples Jones, Palmer, Chark, yep. Zay Jones.
Yep.
You know, Hardman. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's thin pickings.
It is
know.
Some thin pickings, but yeah, but again, this is a killer bye week for a lot of folks. Yep. And you know, I think that you know when you are making your decisions, you know, sometimes you're going to have to make some difficult decisions. You know, you and I disagree philosophically on whether or not to take a zero. I would never take a zero, but on the other hand, not taking a zero means I may have to dump, you know, a player that I don't want to dump. You know, I did not want to dump Robert Woods last week, but I needed to because I didn't like his matchup and I needed somebody else to plug in at a different position. Did I want to do that? No, I like Robert Woods. I think that he's going to be, you know, a huge asset for the Titans moving forward. But those are the types of decisions that you have to make.
Yeah, you really do. You know, you take a swing and chance at the fence. And frankly, I'm glad I did because look at the scores from the standard league that I am in. 63, 86, 52, 64, 69, 79, 49. We ended up with a 49 only because Herbert stunk it up last night and scored 9 points instead of 20-plus, and it would have been a whole different. Instead of being in seventh place, we'd still be in fifth place, and it changes things. 72, 54, 76, 73, 88, 59, and I know that's a standard league, but that's a lot of low scores.
Yeah.
Only a couple in the 80s, and look at all in the 50s and 60s.
Pretty good. You know, one of the things that we don't talk about a lot either is that, you know, we play the waiver wires. We talk about the waiver wires a lot, too. But I think that the way this season is kind of shaking out, we may actually see some more trade activity. Maybe in the Carpies League, I've been contemplating some trade proposals. I know there have been a couple trade proposals out there. Nobody's pulled the trigger. But it may be one of those situations where trades do come into play.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see exactly what happens here. I really don't know what to expect.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
That's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
two minute warning. Here we go.
Yeah, so. Yeah, boy.
Yep.
I did get one email here from JR. Says, I've got Stafford. Not sure why. I don't judge. I only read the email. Do I really trust Geno?
Yes.
Oh, heavens.
Yes.
Okay, so you look at Stafford.
Yep.
And the fact that he's averaging maybe 13 points a game.
Yep.
Geno is what, at 17 or 18, maybe almost 19 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
And Geno's in the top 10 right now. He's number 7.
Yeah, and you know what happens when teams start winning?
Yep.
They start to get momentum, and they start to get confidence, and they start to play looser, and that opens up opportunities for lots of players. They've got this running back who looks really good. That's going to take some additional pressure off. I would start Geno in 10 out of 10 leagues over Matthew Stafford moving forward until Stafford's offensive line gets healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
I know he's got Cooper Kupp. I know it's a great, you know, tandem, but he's just not getting it done, and the Rams are just in a little bit of disarray. We talk about week in and week out. Who is the most valuable player in fantasy right now? There's a lot of people that we could point at and look to. You know, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, some of these guys, etc. But it's looking right now like Austin Eckler should have been the number one draft pick.
Yeah, no doubt. I know my
10
son
receptions
was like,
last night.
I hope he has a bad game. I'm like, it's Eckler. He's not going to have a bad game. He's going to score 20 to 30 points.
10 receptions, 50 receiving yards, 40 rushing yards, a touchdown. I mean, what an unbelievable, I mean, just a great season he's having. He's unstoppable.
Yeah, and he's so versatile, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
He is the Swiss knife. the Swiss Army knife,
yep.
No doubt about it.
Feeling bad about taking Jonathan Taylor first with my first pick in the draft.
Boy, you're not the only one. I do feel good about grabbing Najee Harris off of the waiver wire last week, though.
Yep.
I think we're seeing a little turnaround for Najee. Who knows? We'll see.
All right, have a great week, everyone.